Hello, culinary enthusiasts and cozy kitchen companions. It's Ben Harper here, welcoming you back to another delightful episode of our podcast. Today, we're brewing up a special treat that marries traditional Puerto Rican holiday cheer with the comforting embrace of tea. Yes, we're talking about a coquito with a tea twist. Coquito, for those who might not be familiar, is a creamy, coconut-based drink often enjoyed during the holidays in Puerto Rico. It's like eggnog, but with a tropical twist. And today, we're adding another layer of flavor with your favorite tea, making this drink not just a festive delight, but a true sip of exotic bliss. Let's start by gathering our ingredients. You'll need 1 can of full-fat coconut milk, 1 can of evaporated milk, 1 can of sweetened condensed milk, 1/2 cup of white rum, which is optional for those who prefer a non-alcoholic version, 1/4 cup of water, 1 bag of your favorite tea. Chai or Earl Grey work beautifully. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and if you like a bit more spice, feel free to add some nutmeg and cloves. Once you've got all that ready, the magic begins. Start by brewing your tea. Make it strong, as this will help the flavors stand out against the creamy backdrop of the milks and coconut. Allow the tea to cool, because patience here will pay off in flavor. Tea pouring into a cup. Next, in a large blender, combine the cooled tea with the condensed and evaporated milks. Blend until smooth. This is where the coquito starts to take shape. Add the coconut milk, vanilla extract, and if you're going traditional, that splash of rum. Blend again until everything is well incorporated and silky smooth. Now, taste your creation. This is your chance to tweak it. Too sweet? A pinch of salt can balance it. Not enough spice? A little more cinnamon or nutmeg can be your answer. Remember, this is your coquito. Tailor it to your palate. Once you're happy with the flavor, chill it in the fridge. This step is crucial, as it allows the coquito to thicken and the flavors to meld beautifully. When it's time to serve, give your coquito a good stir or shake, then pour it into chilled glasses. Garnish with a sprinkle of cinnamon or nutmeg on top for that extra festive touch. There you have it, a coquito with a tea twist that promises to transport you and your guests to tropical bliss with every sip. Whether you're curling up by the fire or celebrating with friends and family, this drink is sure to bring warmth and joy. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Remember, cooking is not just about feeding the body, but also nourishing the soul. Keep experimenting, keep enjoying, and as always, keep it delicious. Until next time, this is Ben Harper, wishing you joyful cooking and joyful sipping.